to Hillary Ryder Azzaretti, is the president of Redhead Marketing and PR, based in Park City. You moved here in 2001 because of Sundance, and you ended up liking it, and you stayed here in Utah. What's your reaction? Maybe walk us through what brought you here, or why did Sundance bring you here?
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me. Yes, you are absolutely right. I am a native New Yorker, and Sundance really played a pivotal role in transforming my life trajectory. I moved from the city right after 9/11 upon accepting a position in the press office of the 2002 Sundance Film Festival.
If you had to point to something, Hillary, that would have been the cause of this change, and maybe it's just change is just part of what's going on, but why do you think, because it has been so successful, why do you think Sundance, first of all, was looking to move, and second, moved out of such a great venue?
Well, I think there are a variety of reasons, as your past guest indicated. I do think that people in Park City grew weary of it, and it was sure an inconvenience for 10 days out of a 365-day calendar, but I think everybody underestimated the value that Sundance brought to our community, and I'm not just speaking financially. It was the diversity, the culture, the thought-provoking films, not to mention the international prestige of hosting it. But I think certainly the politics of Utah and it being a pretty intolerant climate lately played a role, as well as, you know, financial incentives for Sundance to depart.
And what was your personal involvement with Sundance? And what had you been doing the last several years as it relates to Sundance when it was here?
Well, occasionally clients would hire Redhead Marketing and PR to elevate their awareness during the festival, whether it was lifestyle brands or documentaries. And, you know, while it was a very small piece of our business, it was certainly an exciting one. And it really dropped off with the pandemic. I think the festival truly evolved since then, or maybe devolved and lost a bit of its luster. But, for me, I just loved personally participating in the festival. Again, the vibrancy that it brought to our community just cannot be overstated.
In the 25 years that you've been here and experiencing the Sundance Film Festival, and it's been around since the 1970s on some level in some iteration, but has Sundance lost its way? I asked this of the previous guest of when it was originally set up, I felt like it was very much independent films, new directors, indie actors, people that don't get shots and they get to make some pretty incredible films. And then now you've seen films with multi-million dollar budgets, you know, A-list actors that are coming in. Did it become too big for what its purpose was? And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think like any great thing, nothing stays the same. But what we saw earlier on with lower budget films making it big, like The Blair Witch Project and Sex, Lies, and Videotape, that, you know, a lot of these films have gone on to win Academy Awards regardless of their budget. But I don't think that Sundance really lost the spirit of independent film the way your previous guest suggested. And we've seen recent examples of really great independent films that, yes, have won awards and had some reasonably notable actors in them, like Call Me By Your Name, Coda, and just at this past year's Academy Awards, A Real Pain, which I saw the premiere of last year at Sundance, you know, won Kieran Culkin an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
Hillary, you mentioned earlier that some of the residents or some of the people were growing a little bit weary of it. Was it because of the influx of people, just too much going on, or what do you? I mean, because Park City, I mean, we'll have days up there when there'll be 10,000 skiers. So it would seem that Sundance wouldn't affect things that much. But was there a sense that maybe the community was, like you said, getting tired of it?
Well, the traffic was extremely problematic. I've heard anecdotally from businesses on Main Street that, you know, Sundancers aren't here to shop. they're here to party and go to films. So I think they've seen a decline in sales over the years. So I think the business community sentiment has certainly deteriorated. But that being said, it put us on the global stage. And I think that outweighs, you know, any sacrifices that people may have had to make for 10 days. I've also heard, you know, a lot of restaurant servers say they make more money during a regular week of the ski season than they do during the festival. And I also don't think businesses have been getting rented out by brands to the extent that they were pre-COVID.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time. Hillary Ryder Azzaretti is the president of Redhead Marketing and PR. Was based in Park City, moved here in 2001 because of Sundance, and ended up staying here in Utah. Thank you, Hillary. And Greg, again, it's one of those